This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Right now on the lines, we got someone joining us to talk Major League Baseball. Tomorrow, Saturday, October 4th, starts the divisional round of the postseason. Yeah, we got 8 teams left after we've dispatched, well, all of the teams and the Reds yesterday. Joining us right now to talk all things baseball, give us a preview what we can expect starting tomorrow is Ron Blum, who covers all things MLB for the Associated Press. Hey, Ron, thank you for the time.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very well. I mean, there's so many teams that obviously garner a lot of attention, the Yankees, the Dodgers, Philadelphia, what have you. Milwaukee, they seem to be kind of, you know, just under the radar right now. What are your thoughts on what we can expect from the Brewers as they get ready to take on Chicago?
Well, it's kind of an emotional matchup with Craig Counsell going against his ex-team run by Pat Murphy, his former bench coach. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of excitement at the exchange of lineup cards and then a lot of emotion between the teams. And Milwaukee always has the feeling that it's going up a much bigger fan base when it plays against the Cubs.
When you think about the way that the Brewers play baseball, it seems a little old school. It seems like they buck the trend of what we typically see. All or nothing baseball, strikeouts are nothing, home runs are nothing. They got guys stealing bases. They got pitchers. They have a very diverse standpoint. Do you think they've been overlooked this season?
They are overlooked a little just because of where they play in such a small market. They're not a glamour team. They don't get a whole lot of national television games. And like a lot of the postseason teams, they go into the postseason a little bit beat up. They say Brandon Woodruff won't be available in the series at all. So we'll see. If you remember last year, they were in position to beat the Mets in that wild card round in advance until Devin Williams gave up that home run to Pete Alonso.
Well, do you believe that they'll get past the Chicago Cubs and move on to take on either the Dodgers or the Phillies?
Look, any of these teams can advance. I would say if they played 100 times, the Cubs would probably win 55 or 58 of them. But that's the beauty of baseball, that you never know, and all it takes, especially in these short postseason series, is a bloop or something weird. We saw last night with the Yankees-Red Sox game, it turned on a pop fly into the Bermuda Triangle in right center, and then a seeing-eye hit just past the second baseman in a ground ball that hit the first baseman's glove and bounced high into right field.
Ron Blum is here with us, covers all things baseball for the Associated Press. You talk about the New York Yankees. We saw them beat the Red Sox yesterday 4-0. And, well, we heard from Aaron Boone when it comes down to Schlittler. He's like, a star is born. Do you think he can be counted on consistently? And maybe the Yankees can ride a little bit of a wave when he's on the mound?
Well, they certainly did in the second half of the season. He came up right before the All-Star break and only because Clark Schmidt tore an elbow ligament. This is a kid who started the season at Double-A Somerset, got promoted to Triple-A, and then got called up only in an emergency. And he's put on 4 or 5 miles an hour on his fastball over the last 3 years since the Yankees drafted him, and then put another mile or two on last night. That was by far the highest velocity he's ever shown. He had 11 pitches over 100 miles an hour or higher.
Hey, Ron, I think we might... Let's put Ron on hold for a second. I think we might be having some issues with Ron's connection. Maybe we were talking about people robbing people in New York City. I don't know. Maybe we talked about the Yankees. They decided to rob Ron of his connection. Here we got. Hey, Ron, you still here? You good?
I'm here. I can hear you fine.
Okay, perfect. Now we got Ron back. So we've seen what he's been able to do in stepping up. The Yankee fans always looking out for blood. If they don't win the World Series, it's all for naught. They just got to go out there and fire everybody. Do you think the Yankees are going to represent the American League in the World Series again?
They have a chance. The key is the bullpen has been their Achilles heel in the second half of the season. It's had one of the worst ERAs in the major leagues. And at various times, Luke Weaver and Devin Williams and then Fernando Cruz have all faltered. Bednar has been the most solid of them, but Weaver, since he came back from the hamstring injury, and Cruz, since he came back from the lat injury, they haven't been the same.
Well, Ron, much maligned for their bullpen as well, happens to be the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm upset that they're going to take on Philadelphia in this round, and it's only going to be maximum 5 games. What are your thoughts on who's coming out of this one? It seems like a coin flip. But the Dodgers, yeah, they got their own bullpen issues as well.
Yeah, I mean, the Phillies are probably a stronger lineup, but the Dodgers have so many pieces. They show what $500 million buys, that Ohtani is going to fit pitch his first postseason game tomorrow. They've been able to move lots of people into the bullpen, so no other bullpen has relievers who've been starters with the pedigree of a Clayton Kershaw or going back to Japan of Hiroki Sasaki.
Yeah, they certainly have the depth there. You talk about depth, that Seattle's going to take on Detroit. The Mariners, for years, they've been throwing all the pitchers out there. They finally got all these bats, bringing in Suarez. What are your thoughts? Can't Seattle as well?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, maybe go past the Yankees or Toronto?
Well, because Seattle, I think, against Detroit is probably the biggest advantage in terms of team strength in the four series. You look at Detroit, had the big winning streak earlier in the season, but the Tigers closed terribly, almost missed the playoffs, lost 12 of their last 15 games, and then took on a Cleveland team that was probably just about even or at its own level or just lower. So barring a surprise, Seattle, if it plays well, should win that series and play the Yankees or Toronto for a place in the World Series.
Well, who do you think ultimately is going to lift up the Commissioner's Trophy?
You never know. And I'm loath to predict who's going to go in these things because, like I said, these games can turn on a bounce. So you have, if you look at the strongest possible teams, and the Yankees And the Dodgers, as you said, both have bullpen issues. Seattle might not have the strongest rotation and might have some holes through 7, 8, 9 in the batting order. The same the Yankees against certain pitchers. They've had struggled with McMahon in slumps, Volpe in an extended slump. Yeah. So you just have to see how it plays out.
Well, Ron, I know one team that they ain't winning the World Series. That's the Mets. They decided to fire everybody not named Mendoza basically today. What adjustments can we expect from them throughout the course of the offseason? There can't be any major ones, right?
Well, I would think they're going to go for healthier pitchers. They certainly didn't have much success with Zenga, Manaea, and Montas this year. But as they make moves, I think everyone's looking ahead to the possibility of no 2027 season and then possibly a salary cap starting to phase in 28. So that's going to start affecting some of the spending decisions too.
Well, Ron, do you believe that there's going to eventually be a salary cap in Major League Baseball to correct all this wild spending?
Well, I don't know. It's not a correction. It's what teams seem to want. And I think in this negotiation, teams might press for it more, knowing in a Republican administration, the union can't run to a National Labor Relations Board. So I think certain elements of management will push more for a cap this go around.
We've heard for years now, Tony Clark, as well as the players, they have screamed and yelled. I mean, we see the disparity. Not everybody in the big leagues is running around with a $750 million contract. What changes between now and then?
Well, the collective bargaining agreement expires on December 26th, so then it becomes a question of negotiations and what each side can get. And the clubs, at least based on public evidence, are financially getting ready at a level maybe that the players can't meet. We'll have to see how the players with withheld licensing money and they set up to distribute it. But I think everything goes back to the end of the negotiations for the last agreement where the player executive board split and the 8-man executive subcommittee voted to continue waiting to try to get a better deal. The overall player said no, it's accepted. So I think that sent the signal also to management that they might want to push harder to try to get a cap.
Okay. Well, it'll be wild if it takes place. Hey, Ron, thank you so much for the time and joining us. We appreciate you, okay?
All right, good to be with you. Have a good evening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.